The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show. So glad that you have joined me. Giuliani drops bombshells of evidence. Multiple bombshells of evidence that the FBI and DOJ covered up for Biden. They refused to even look at some of the evidence, of course, because they already knew, probably, but they already knew how guilty Biden was. And many of this happened, was given before the election. They knew Joe Biden was a criminal before the election. Joe Biden is a true Benedict Arnold, who sells out his country. And the amazing thing is it's so bad, the mainstream media can't even cover it up. I mean, everybody knows it. It's so bad, everybody knows that Joe Biden sold out his country and is really a traitor. And Joe Biden is sitting there as president of the United States with a stolen election. And the guy who actually won, who loves America and everybody knows loves America, maybe that's why the left hates him so much with a satanic hatred, a passionate hatred that can only come from Satan. It's Trump derangement syndrome is real. It's a real thing. It's unexplainable to hate a man who made their lives better, to hate a man who loved America. But really what it is they love their sin. People that hate Trump love their sin. Many times, this of course is not 100%, but many times what it is people vote for the Democrat Party because somewhere in someone's life, the Democrat Party told them that their sinful activity is good and they're cool with it. And so that person then votes for the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party is cool with their sin. And they're like, hey, those Republicans are awful. They're fascists. They're not cool with my sin. That's why they think Republicans are fascists. You don't believe that people should murder babies? You're a fascist. What kind of government would protect children from being murdered? Only a fascist government would allow children to be born. Don't you know that, Ben? That's what fascist governments do. You right-wing conservatives, you want to tell a woman what to do with her own body. No, we just don't want her to murder a child. It's pretty simple. That's kind of bad. And you think murdering a child is okay. And that's not what a fascist government does. That's what a non-existent government would do, allowing people to murder their children. But it's worse than that. I wish it was a non-existent government. They have a government where they're allowed to do whatever sinful activity they want. But at the same time, they want the government to punish people who do good. You prayed in front of an abortion clinic? You should go to prison. And we're going to try to make you go to prison. In fact, we're going to send FBI agents fully armed to your house and intimidate you for praying in front of an abortion clinic. This stuff really has happened. Folks, they impeached Donald Trump for looking into the very thing I'm about to show you. The information that is all true. We know it's true. Donald Trump, remember the phone call was to Ukraine. What was it about? What were they so upset? Donald Trump asked questions about Joe Biden, who could be his political opponent. You can't do that to your political opponent. You can't look into the crimes of Democrats. We'll impeach you if you look into our criminal activity and call you a criminal for looking into our criminal activity when you're someone who's never committed a crime. That's what they did. Then, how they said it's so awful that you can't do that to your political opponent. Then they basically framed Donald Trump with the document stuff. He can't commit a crime because he's a president, so he can declassify it. But they didn't even bring the boxes to a warehouse that they've done for every other president before. They put the boxes in warehouse. No, they purposely took his boxes to Mar-a-Lago. They did. Understand this. Acting like that was normal procedure. That actually wasn't normal procedure, and that was not instructed by Donald Trump. A normal procedure would be that they would bring the boxes to some sort of warehouse for the president, but they didn't do that. And even if President Donald Trump said, I don't want that normal procedure, I want the documents at Mar-a-Lago, then he declassified them, and it's legal, and he can do that. I'm not even going to get into the merits of all that. We got to get into what Giuliani dropped. Major, major bombshells. The chief accountant at Burisma was willing to give up all the offshore bank accounts. You know Burisma, the company that was paying Hunter Biden? You know Burisma that's being accused of bribing Joe Biden to get the prosecutor fired, which he brags about that he did do that? That he did go and force Ukraine to fire a prosecutor? Which we all knew was a pay-for-play scheme at the time, because why would you randomly want to get a prosecutor fired in Ukraine? And no other country in the world does Joe Biden care about whether there's a prosecutor who's corrupt or not. But in Ukraine, the very country that his son is getting money from, and a prosecutor is investigating the very company that is giving his son money, that's the prosecutor he wants to get fired. But he didn't even do it just for his son, let alone just doing it for your son is criminal activity to protect your son. But he didn't even do it for that. He didn't even love Hunter Biden enough to do it for Hunter. He had to get paid to do it for Hunter. That's how despicable Hunter, your dad, is. Your dad made sure that he waited until someone was willing to pay him to protect you, Hunter. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. Joe Biden loves his son. Oh, really? He won't even protect his son until he gets money to protect his son. That's who Joe Biden is. It's amazing. Take a listen to some of these bombshells.
On a day in which we find out that the Bidens took a $10 million bribe from a Ukrainian, Mykola Zlyshevsky, which I could have told you, and did tell them 3 years ago. And they followed up on none of the evidence I gave them. They were hoping the people would disappear or die. It's extraordinary. I gave them one witness that any investigator would jump through hoops to go to. Gave them a witness who is a woman who was the chief accountant at this crooked company, Burisma. She was the wife of the former owner who died under suspicious circumstances. She was willing to give up all of the offshore bank accounts, including the Bidens. And she supervised the transfer of a lot more cash to the Bidens and other crooked politicians for Burisma.
Are you confident that now the House committee is going to get to the bottom of that? Because that is stunning, Rudy.
I sure hope so. I mean, the reality is that we gave it to them in January of 2020. And the Pittsburgh U.S. attorney was very interested. And then in a very strange move, Barr took it away from him.
Oh, so Bill Barr looks like he was part of the cover-up to help Joe Biden. Bill Barr, we were all warned about Bill Barr when Donald Trump was going to appoint Bill Barr as attorney general, that he was already an attorney general, so he was already part of the swamp. Bill Barr was close friends with Robert Mueller. But people assured us that I trusted. And I said, this does not sound good, this Bill Barr guy. Why would Donald Trump do this? But we were assured by somebody that I really thought knew what he was talking about in this situation, and I really like. And it turned out that Bill Barr was everything we feared. I feared it. I feared it. I was hoping Bill Barr would be what some of the insiders that were truly conservative people that I know are good people were saying, no, Bill Barr's a good guy. Bill Barr's a stand-up guy. And I thought, well, I don't know. So I'm going to have to trust what they say. But I did say on the radio, I don't know. I'm hesitant. I wouldn't. I begged Donald Trump. No one who's ever been involved with the federal government should be appointed. You need to bring someone who's outside the federal government, who's never been part of the swamp. That's what you have to do. And Trump never did those things. It was frustrating to watch. But then since I knew he wasn't going to do that, then I'm hoping, well, I'm crossing my fingers. I hope these people are right. But no, Bill Barr showed that he's part of the swamp. But here's the thing. Bill Barr is a multimillionaire. Bill Barr got millions of dollars from Dominion. And you wonder why Bill Barr was saying the elections were wonderful and no need to look into the elections when he's someone that received, I believe, I forget what the exact amount was, it was over like $1 million from Dominion. There was an article, I believe from the Wall Street Journal, about how Bill Barr made his millions. And in there, before anyone even knew who Dominion was, no one even knew who they were, it's listed in this article that Dominion gave Bill Barr this amount of money, over $1 million, whatever the exact amount was. It's really amazing to go back in time and look at that article. The point is, folks, if they work in Washington, D.C. and they're multi-millionaires and they weren't millionaires going into Washington, D.C. before they got there, if they go in and come out multi-millionaires, you can bet money they are corrupt. So that alone should be, well, Bill Barr is a multi-millionaire and he shouldn't be. He's been a public servant for most of his life. He should not be a multi-millionaire. He shouldn't be that. But he is. I wonder, when Bill Barr was sitting there, how in the world did some of these schemes in the past go through while Bill Barr was attorney general under the Bush administration? I wonder. Let's go back to Rudy Giuliani. Bill Barr disgusts me because I hate people who pretend to be one of us. You don't have the guts to show what you really are. You don't have the guts to show that you're on their side. You're too scared. I don't think Bill Barr technically wants to be on their side. I think Bill Barr has tapes that the FBI or CIA, that he's afraid there are tapes of him doing something wrong. That's what I think, because that's usually what the FBI and CIA does to keep politicians in line. They find what their sins are and they make the politician know, we know about this. And if you want us to be quiet about it, you'll go along with the party. That's usually what happens. And the way Bill Barr would say things and then flip, it really felt like someone was pushing his button. Hey, Bill, don't forget what we have on you. That's the way, I don't know that, but that's the way it feels. Let's go back to Rudy Giuliani.
Gave it to the U.S. attorney in Delaware. He didn't do a damn thing about it. And the woman was under threat of death. So we tried to put pressure on them to do something. Look, suppose she was lying. You would find out in a minute. She wouldn't have the accounts. She either has the goods or she doesn't. And it's absurd not to interview her.
1,000%.
She claimed she had bank accounts and that the Bidens got a lot more money under the table than already we had $8 million on the table that we could prove.
Rudy, you're crazy, man, to think that the FBI would look into something like that. I mean, if someone like that came forward ahead of an accountant and had stuff on Donald Trump and Donald Trump Jr., the FBI wouldn't look into that kind of stuff. Come on, Rudy. It's routine for them to ignore those things. What? You have the bank accounts and the proof of the offshore accounts where they're funneling the money? We don't want to see it. We know that the Trump family would never have offshore bank accounts to do illegal activity. And the fact that you're presenting it to us, we're not investigating that. That's crazy. That's just going to be a witch hunt. This is going to waste our time. We wouldn't look into that. Oh, wait a minute. If a YouTuber with no credibility accused Donald Trump and his family of doing that, the FBI would investigate it. That's a fact. You could make the accusation on YouTube, and I guarantee you the FBI would investigate it to see if it's true about the Trumps. I guarantee it, no matter how absurd and how incredible. Here you have the most credible person you could possibly find, the chief accountant of Burisma. This is the most credible person you could possibly get. And they're like, oh, we don't know if there's credibility here. We don't do those type of things, looking into this kind of stuff. What do you think we are, the FBI? Oh, wait, we are the FBI. Scratch that last point. All right, let's go back to Rudy.
Which they could prove tomorrow if they wanted to. They could have proved it 3 years ago, Rita. They could have indicted him before he ran for president and obviated this problem. We could have found out if he was innocent or guilty in January of 2020. All the witnesses were there. And I have him on tape, like Shokin. Shokin was willing to come and testify. That's the prosecutor who will tell you he was dismissed because they wanted to fix the Burisma case. And he got fired because Joe Biden required the president of the Ukraine to do it. Actually called him 4 times in 6 days and basically hounded him to death. And you have 4 recordings, You have 4 indications of 1 hour telephone calls between Biden and the president of the Ukraine during that very period.
And yet they didn't care about it. This just in. I've been investigated by the FBI 14 times since the start of the show. 14 times since the start of the show. But they don't do that kind of investigation stuff. But this kind of stuff, they don't have time to investigate that kind of stuff. More from Rudy.
Wow, that
and
is stunning,
Rudy. Testimony. Oh, by the way, it's also corroborated by his deputy who heard most of the conversation.
So let me ask you, Rudy, where do you see it going from here? Because that is explosive. You know the details obviously extremely well. Now we're finally seeing that the House committee, as you know, they just got the document basically tying we've heard reports it's a Burisma executive who says basically.
Very powerful.
So where do you see it going now that the House committee, and it seems like every single, at least Republican member that came out said, this is a bombshell. Are you confident that now soon things will get expedited and at least it's going to get looked into?
I am. You know, Rita, I don't want to exaggerate the number, but there are a number of other revelations like that, like the one I just told you about, that are to come. So
lots of stuff to come. I'm going to give you more of Rudy Giuliani. I also want you to know I was teasing when I said I've been investigated 14 times by the FBI. Some people don't get sarcasm. It's just funny that it occurred to me. I'm joking. I have not been. And I was meaning 14 times since the start of this episode. Since the episode aired, started, you pressing play, I was already investigated by 14 times. It was a joke like that. Not that since the start of I've been on the as a broadcaster, been investigated by 14 times. None of that has actually happened. I was making a joke. I have to clarify because some people might now contact me. You were investigated by the FBI 14 times? No, I was making a joke. If the FBI has investigated me, they wouldn't ever let me know. I guarantee you that. All right. Of this is basically the tip of the iceberg, the stuff that we know about Joe Biden. The $10 million, tip of the iceberg. There's so much more. Giuliani is talking about that there's going to be so much more that's going to come forward. Well, let me just give you Giuliani. I don't need to say it.
So to say this is the tip of the iceberg is not an exaggeration. First of all, it's a lot more than $10 million that they got. So there's a lot of money to go through yet. There are a lot of documents. There's a whole money laundering transaction of $14.2 million, which is proven I think the document comes originally, maybe Latvia, I'm not sure, but it's a document that is on one page, a complete $14 million money laundering transaction in which Hunter Biden shared the Biden family and Joe Biden, there's an indication, got $800,000 of it. That document I put out in, I'd say, February of 2020. And it's on a podcast around that time.
Well, Rudy, listen, we have to get to the bottom of this. This is really fascinating. You got to come back on again soon, my friend.
Oh,
and let's hope now that it's there, hopefully the House committee will start to look at it and figure out all these different shell companies.
Yeah, they got money to look
else.
At. Yeah, the people should realize that what they reveal this week is the beginning of a group of revelations let me say conservatively, 7 or 8 similar to that, that they could do over the next 3 or 4 weeks of people who could directly testify to Joe Biden getting money when he was the vice president of the United States to do things for them. Like in this particular case, to get the Burisma case fixed so that the guy from Burisma got away with the $40 billion that he stole over a period of time. Of course, wow. He was very, very grateful. He's the source, by the way. He's the ultimate source of the confidential informants' information, Michael Azoshev.
Right, and that also seems, that's what essentially the members of the House committee were also saying, too, as well. Rudy, this is blockbuster. Thank you very much. It certainly shows that
Rudy Giuliani is awesome. Some of people are out there, it's Rudy Giuliani. What has he ever done? He's the guy that told us that the Hunter laptop was real. And look how that turned out. I mean, Rudy Giuliani, what? He has no credibility. He's not like a guy that's prosecuted mafia members and put them in jail. He's not like was known as one of the greatest prosecutors in the history of America. It's not like he has a history. Oh, he does have that history. Oh, it's not like he's like connected politically either. It's not like he was connected to Trump to have inside information and was like the mayor during 9/11 and everyone loved. It's not like he's that guy. Oh, wait, he is that guy. Oh, well, you hate him and understand he's evil. He's nasty. And even though everything he says always comes to be proven to be true, he's a liar and nothing he ever gives you is true. Yeah. Because that's what the mainstream media is going to tell you. I don't even think they even attempt to cover up for Biden anymore. They're just going to ignore as all the information comes out about Biden. They just won't talk about it. They'll just talk about Trump. That's the whole point of Trump's indictment. Well, it's not the only point. It's one of the points. So that they can talk about Trump and distract the base of Democrats that want to believe that these evil people are somehow good. Don't worry, Democrat, evil people like Joe Biden who sell out your country and are secretly communists. It's not like you're going to stand before God at the end of your life. Joe, you don't have to worry. You're going to get away with it all because no one's going to prosecute you. You're so corrupt. You're going to get away. It's not like you're going to get old and die, Joe. You're never going to die and you're never going to stand before God. So don't even worry about it, man. You're cool with what you're doing. Oh, wait a minute. You are. You are at some point going to stand before God. Oh, and you get away with nothing. Well, then it sucks to be you, doesn't it? Don't be Joe. Know this. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. Get right with God, because it's getting bad out there. See ya!
Ayo, peeps. Like and subscribe to my father's channel. Bye. Ow.
Hey guys, if you like what you're hearing in my show, you need to check out one of the other great shows from thenewamerican.com, and that is Behind the Deep State with Alex Newman. Have you checked it out yet? If you haven't, you will love it. If you like me, for sure, you're going to love Alex Newman as he gets deep into Behind the Deep State and all the shadiness, of course, that we know is going on. Awesome interviews. I mean, just massive information. And you really can't find a better dive into the deep state than what Alex Newman does. So go check it out at thenewamerican.com.